The University of Georgia presents the 6th Annual Spotlight on the Arts Festival, November 1st through the 12th. The festival celebrates the visual, literary, and performing arts with a series of events open to the public. From the University of Georgia Arts Council, please welcome Kamie Williams here to talk more about this terrific series. Kamie, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Kamie, talk about this festival. You know, when I say it's a series of events, that's kind of an understatement, isn't it?
That's true. We have more than 100 events and exhibitions on our schedule. They come from across campus units, from the Department of Dance, the Department of Theater and Film Studies. Okay. We've got the Wilson Center for Arts, the Georgia Museum of Art, the Hugh Hodgson School of Music, and so many more.
This is like an all-hands-on-deck sort of thing for the University of Georgia, correct?
Correct. These events really go on year-round, but the Arts Council decided 6 years ago to put on this festival to put a spotlight on all of the great things that are already going on campus so that people can see it and so that students can get involved.
And there are events that take place year-round, but this festival in particular brings the highlights, I think, to one time period. It's a two-week period, is that right?
That's correct. It's 12 days, and we put on our best and brightest for the entire campus community to enjoy.
What are some of the highlights this year?
Well, we kick off the festival with our annual opening celebration. It's called Kaleidoscope, and it features more than a dozen student groups performing dances, musical numbers, dramatic performances, and creative writing as well. And afterward, we'll have an after party at the Lamar Dodd School of Art so you can take in all of the arts. The University Theater will put on a production of Cabaret. The Department of Dance has their annual Young Choreographers Series with three events. The Hugh Hodgson School of Music has about a half dozen different concerts that will be put on during the time frame. We've also got the Georgia Writers Hall of Fame induction ceremony by the UGA Libraries, various events from the Georgia Museum of Art and the Lamar Dodd School of Art, and there'll be exhibitions across campus.
That's very impressive. What does it take to bring something like this together?
Well, the Arts Council has 12 units that work very hard on putting together all of these events. Their faculty, their staff, and their students are all involved, and the Kaleidoscope performance alone could have more than 200 people on stage.
Now, you've been working with the festival for a couple of years now. What's been the best thing, in your opinion, about it?
I love the day where we have the student spotlight performances on Tate Center. It's all day from 10 to 4, and the amount of talent that you see is inspiring.
What are the biggest challenges in assembling this festival?
Well, putting together the sheer number of people that it takes on to do all these performances is a big deal. There are so many creative people on this campus, and we're really proud of all of them. So it's great to see everyone get their chance to shine.
The festival has grown over the years, has it not?
Yes, I think it started out with about 8 days and maybe 50 events, and we've grown to 12 days and more than 100 events, and we've also grown in attendance as well. And for the past 3 years, we've had an attendance record every year with more than 20,000 people attending all of the events.
That is amazing, and it speaks really well of the hard work that you guys are doing to assemble this every year. How early do you start working on these festivals?
Well, right now we're already planning the 2018 Spotlight on the Arts.
All right. If somebody wanted to go and find out the full calendar, where would they go?
We have our full calendar listed at arts.uga.edu, and we also have information on all of our social media outlets at UGA_arts.
Excellent. Kamie Williams from the UGA Arts Council, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
To hear the full discussion with Kamie Williams, you can visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.